This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
Also Earth Day, Morgan. Mm-hmm. Do we have Morgan saying Earth Day?
I don't think he's... Yeah. Well,
just take a moment, look around you, pick up
some
litter.
Hey, Bryn, before we get started, you know that pre-show meeting we had where I asked you for audio of the deathscape known as Mars, also a helicopter sound, and anything else you can throw in, that'd be great. Thanks. This is where I'll need that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
The Radio Alice Report.
I mean, I told you in the pre-show meeting. Come on. You're ready,
right.
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Right, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was... busy.
Let's get the deathscape and
I was
helicopter.
Busy talking to the interns and, you know.
All right.
Right.
And the engineers.
Oh, those guys. Right.
Yeah. Right, God, sure. Right. They take up a lot of time. Right.
Helping us put this show together. Right.
Right.
Good job, Bryn. This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening on this fine Earth Day. By the way, it is Earth Day, and I feel I'm one of the people who believes we should work on where we are, not where we might be able to go. That said, your first story this morning is about the Perseverance rover.
Nice.
So here we are on Mars, everyone.
Yep, we're up there. Here's the sound of Mars.
Oh, is that what you're looking for?
The
yes.
deathscape, that is Mars, yeah. I'm trying to make a point here. Anyway, so the Perseverance rover is parked at an overlook to capture any flights by the Ingenuity helicopter over the next couple weeks. You know, that's where it's going to get video for us and send it back, and we'll be like, oh, look, it lifted 2 feet off the ground.
Oh, my God, it's so exciting.
It's a miracle. We're flying on another planet.
It is. Yay! It's a miracle. Now if they could just get some robots up there to build some domes. Let's start,
so this is actually pretty neat, although it makes a very good point as well. The rover on Tuesday successfully converted some of the plentiful carbon dioxide on Mars into oxygen.
Oh. How exciting.
It's the first test of what they call a MOXIE instrument.
Oh, a MOXIE. What's that about?
It's an acronym for a long name that I can't bother you with at the moment, but MOXIE warmed up for about 2 hours and produced 5.4 grams of oxygen.
Oh, that's
which they
much.
Say is enough to sustain an astronaut for 10 minutes.
So it took them 2 hours, huh?
Hold on. Now, again, I am making the point. We are stuck here. We're not going to that place anytime soon. But it's interesting is that as you read the article, one of the things they're talking about is if you tried to bring oxygen on a trip to Mars...
Yeah.
It would be impossible.
Right.
So this is the only way that anyone's going to have any sustainability there for experiments and whatever period
stuff.
Of time
right. yeah.
is they need to make oxygen.
Right.
They say the unit will ultimately weigh, let me see here, MOXIE, the oxygen converter that they would consider sending on a trip in the future.
To save
weigh
up
about
some
a ton.
Oxygen. Okay.
It would be a large, powerful future generation of MOXIE, but it could produce the required oxygen for a trip that we're talking about here. Let me see if I can find the... here it is. Sorry, I don't.
Oh,
I
please,
can't highlight my screen, so I'm stuck sort of going, all right, where is that? What they're saying is basically that in order to bring enough oxygen it would be the surface.
You couldn't bring it along, but we could send these Moxie machines ahead of time to save it up for
us. It solves a big problem. Exactly right.
Well, and something that weighs a ton here only weighs something like 600 pounds there. So it would be less of an engineering feat than it would be if it weighed more. It's going to be so cold there.
The bottom line becomes, this is the way they're going to be. Solving the problem of oxygen becomes converting it as opposed to bringing it. That's the way.
Yeah.
So the system they're going to ultimately need to use is gigantic compared to, they called this one that's on the Perseverance about the size of a toaster.
Oh, so this one, after 2 hours of work, had 10 minutes of oxygen ready to go. We need a gigantic. We need, I don't think we just need one. Obviously, we need tons of them.
Right.
You know, so we're going to need them long term.
Okay, there you go. There's a good look at how quickly we're getting out of here. It's not going to happen in our lifetime, but.
Yes, it is.
What?
Definitely going to have a settlement on Mars in our lifetime.
You're crazy.
Absolutely going to happen. Tesla's on it, or whatever that guy's
Tesla?
Name is. The guy.
Elon.
Mr. Tesla.
SpaceX.
Yeah. Oh, and Jeff Bezos, too. He had Blue Horizon, Blue Origin.
Is that?
He's got a space company, too. These guys know. They're smart guys.
All right. You
know, science. Da-na-na-na.
So anyway, from that story, which is...
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
Far away reality. Far, far. Sure. Many lifetimes away. Many generations from now, maybe that'll be
our lifetime. Yeah.
So, far from a reality.
Not in our lifetime will it be routine to live there, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have people up there before you know
Brand,
it. Before you know it.
What has she done? Have you been brainwashed too?
No, I love the science behind it. And I think that we're moving at such a fast pace. It's possible. I mean, the monkey's controlling the computer with his mind. You know.
Wait, what?
You heard him.
Monkey?
The monkey's control. Yeah, yeah. Elon got the monkey to control computer with his mind.
He blows into the thing.
Without using hands or anything.
First, they put the little straw in his mouth, and he gets a little reward whenever he controls it with his mind. And then they just took the straw away, and he's just sitting there controlling the computer.
Listen to Brent. He's got stunner shades on. He's in this dark.
He's on Mars, for all we know.
Lit room. Mr. Too Cool, who should probably be banging groupies right now, is talking about monkeys controlling things with their breath. What's wrong with you?
You got to send him that video. Does he not see that video?
I saw it. I'm just making fun of you guys. All right. Anyway, the bottom line is...
See you on Mars, Vin.
It's Earth Day. What can you do? Recycling is a big deal. Rinse out the crap, too,
yes,
so that they can actually recycle it. Turn lights off when you leave a room. Remember to use your reusable bags. I know it's hard. I forget all the time, too. And for a while there, we couldn't. They would tell you, no, we can't use those. Sorry.
Yeah, we're not touching. The guy the other day took a pen and lifted my bags and put them at the end. I'm like, oh, sorry. I should have kept those in my hand.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you
should. Flattening cardboard boxes down so they can actually recycle them. Bringing reusable water bottles wherever you go in order to avoid using more plastic. Biking or walking instead of driving.
Yeah.
Avoiding single-use items in general. Donating clothes and other items. These are things you can do year-round that would help the planet. Donating clothes and other items so someone else can use them again, as opposed to just putting them in the landfill.
Right.
Eating food you bought at the store without wasting any. Growing own produce. And actually, on the list of things that would be good, but they're really they're much harder. And yet, Clarky, you just did it. A compost heap.
Oh, compost heaps are great. But, mine is really just for... I don't put garbage in it because I don't want the rats to have a field day. But I guess, it keeps it from... Keeps the grass clippings from going
elsewhere.
Well,
once you get your owl and it can attack every... thing that moves, including your cats.
Come on, owls.
It'll be
somebody take up residence.
Speaking of cats.
Oh, that's true, huh? You want owls, but you have cats. And wouldn't they?
The cats are only active during the day. We don't let them out at night because of the coyotes that have killed our other cats. So now we keep them in at night, and we need an owl to take over at dusk.
Huh.
I need to have round-the-clock sentries.
All right. There's a sixth grader in Tennessee named Caden Griffin. Caden has a cat, and he noticed as his cat walks around that his brown eyes always looking at him.
Yeah, the pooper, yeah.
That's right, the cat hole. There it is.
Yeah, I try not to look at it. But there it is. Dogs, you know, same thing with the dog. You can see their butts. But cats, their tails go straight up. It's like they're trying to get you to look at it.
And so, Caden, being a curious young man, decided to do a science project.
Oh.
For the science fair.
And he found out they don't ever touch their butt to anything. Thank you. Thanks. Good story. What's next?
Do you ever wonder just how many parts of your house has your cat's print on it? And
by cat's print,
I mean his or her pooper printed right on your stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I can't say the name of his actual project because for some reason BH is not sayable on the radio.
Oh.
Does your cat's pooper really touch all the surfaces in your home is the question asked and explored in Caden Griffin's science project. He ran the experiment by putting a non-toxic lipstick on his cat's exit.
My goodness.
And then kept tracking where the lipstick showed up around the house.
Oh no.
His science project confirms that cats with short hair apparently smear lipstick all over soft surfaces, including your bed, your couch, and elsewhere. Cats with long and medium hair, less so, though. The good news is the hair covers immediate contact with the...
Boy, that had to be a trick, though, holding a cat still to get some lipstick on its butt.
I bet it was.
There's so much wrong with this story. But it's why I keep my bedroom door closed at all times. I don't want the cat in there. And it turns out, I thought I just didn't want cat hair in there. Turns out I didn't want cat butt in there.
The good news is if you have a long-haired cat, you're kind of okay. The bad news is if you have a short-haired cat, there are kiss marks all over your stuff.
Yeah. Was his mom mad that he put lipstick that got... I mean, lipstick is hard to get off of things.
I'm sure she was thrilled he made...
It was probably all over the rugs national and the news. Whole houses. And then you got to explain it. Why are there red stains all over everything in your house? Oh, that was where our cat's butt was.
Right. Well, you know,
okay,
you want
can
a cat
we eat outside?
To live in the house with us and, you know, that... Yeah.
Let's try that with a dog. Just so you can feel bad about it. I feel like you're doing this to hurt me.
I'm doing
cats.
This because it's an important story,
oh,
and
yeah.
clearly this young man worked
why.
Hard on it. I love this next one.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Weddings, a lot of weddings were canceled over the last year. And
very sad.
So I hate to say the nerve of these people, but the nerve of these people on Saturday... A guy named Courtney Wilson and a woman named Shanita Jones were getting married in Southwest Ranches, Florida.
Oh, okay.
They threw their wedding at an amazing mansion with a pool, a gazebo, tennis courts, a hot tub, and an 800-foot bar.
800 feet?
What a time, right? The problem is they didn't actually book that mansion or own it. It's not a wedding venue, and it's not any of their homes. The guy who owns it has been trying to sell it for 2 years, so it's been on the market for $5.7 million.
And so they just, is one of them in real estate and knows that the guy's not around?
Courtney toured the place a while back, pretending he was interested in buying it, and then asked the owner if he could hold his wedding there, and the owner said, absolutely not. Of course you can't. This is my home, and it's for sale.
Yeah.
Courtney,
partygoers barfing in every
I guess,
corner.
Decided that... Well, I tried the legit way by asking nicely.
Right.
Now we're going to go another direction and just do it. So him and Shanita put the address on the invitations and plan to hold their entire wedding weekend at this house that they don't own.
Wow.
When
that
people
takes
started
balls.
Showing up to set up the wedding on Saturday, the owner was home.
Uh-oh.
And he called the cops and... told the police, I have people trespassing on my property. They say they're having a wedding here. And the cops came and cleared the wedding party out. No charges have been filed, but the big ones on these two just deciding we're having our wedding.
Massive cojones.
And we're having it at this house.
That's what bad luck for them that guy was home that day.
I guess if they pulled it off, there they are.
Right.
Getting away with a huge, beautiful wedding.
At a free venue.
And not having had paid a penny for
it. Right.
Ha!
That is, man, people are out there pulling all kinds of scams, aren't they? That's creative, you know? Guy knows the place is empty. Just his bad luck that the guy was home that way. And that guy's good luck, by the way, because weddings are messy. Aff.
Well, especially weddings from people who, why would they clean up?
Why
would they?
No, they would just take their stuff and go.
Right.
Oh, we don't know. Why would we know what happened? We are not any part of
the. Everyone follow us out of here at the end of the party.
Yeah.
Bye.
So that they just move to like a parking lot, have a parking lot party wedding?
I don't know. It doesn't say if they even ended up doing it, but wow.
That's great. That's a good story. I like that one.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
A guy in Catanzaro, Italy.
Catanzaro.
I don't know. Some guy in Italy is under investigation for skipping work for 15 years.
Oh.
He was paid the whole time.
One of those government jobs where they're not really checking in on you?
The guy was working at a government hospital, and back in 05, he just stopped going. They say he may have threatened his boss to keep her from filing a report against him way back when. She never said anything, and then she retired.
And then
the person who replaced her never noticed there was a guy on the payroll collecting checks that never came to work for a decade.
Wow.
10 years passed. This guy was collecting a check and not going to work ever.
Incredible.
At all. He wound up getting around $650,000 over 15 years.
Wow.
And someone finally noticed this year, and now police are looking for him for fraud and extortion.
Oh, what a bummer for him. He was all set.
Yeah, I mean, after
stupid personnel changes.
After a few years, you probably figure, yeah, this is my life.
I figured it out. The check rolls in.
I wonder if that lady who retired, though, is going to get in trouble now. Because it's like, it's time card fraud, and she was a part of it.
Well, she'll just say the guy was blackmailing me.
Or, I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't been there
in 10 years,
and I don't.
I have dementia.
Yeah,
I don't even, I don't know. Where am I?
Our text number
is. Don't ask me questions.
800-400-3697. Regarding the Castilian Spanish lisp, it's not from King Ferdinand. That is a myth. Castilian Spanish originated after the decline of the Roman Empire. All right.
I don't buy it. I think it was the guy. Why would they all lisp? I don't get it.
Oh, wait, let me finish. As a continuation of spoken Latin, in the northern dialects, the S sound was pushed forward in the mouth. Oh, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me?
Ibiza.
Never mind. Why did I start reading that?
I don't know.
I had three cats, now down to one, all trained to go only on the covered part of one piece of furniture, the blanket on the foot of the bed, or their cat trees, Maria and Napa.
Wow, Maria, you really train those. Those cats have no fun in your house.
I forgot about this. I meant to mention it this morning. Someone sent me a video of an Australian shepherd, and this lady, she lays on her back and puts her knees up and her hands up, and the dog jumps onto her knees and then puts two hands forward onto her hands. So now the dog is standing on her knees and her hands.
Okay.
She's holding the dog up.
So
then the dog starts doing tricks and lifting a leg and an arm on one side, and then lifts a leg and an arm on another side. And then you're like, you're already floored watching this. Like, pandemic has done wonders for their relationship.
They've clearly
been together nonstop for the entire year. Now the dog then gets up on two legs, right?
Rear legs.
Then you're like, oh my God, look at the balance. It's unbelievable. Then comes back forward, looks at the camera like, check this out, and then leans forward and kicks the legs in the air and balances in a handstand.
Is this a CG thing?
No. This lady must have spent an entire year teaching this dog to do these impressive feats.
Where did you see this?
Someone
I need to see this.
Someone tagged me in it. It's a Instagram post, and someone tagged me in it, and it was remarkable. So we immediately, the missus, I get on your back.
And
we tried to get, I couldn't even, not even just a little bit. We couldn't get our Australian Shepherd to do it at all. But very impressive. If you see this, you will be shocked.
I want to see it so bad right now.
I will send it to you as soon as I finish here. Oh, and I am finished. Okay. What's coming up in the trash?
Scott Capurro joins us.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.